Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Lex,
and you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours.
We are here promoting sexual liberation of the Black and queer communities.
Yes, we want to laugh, learn, and just really discuss all the ways that the pleasure is
all yours.
It's all yours, baby.
Since we've been recording and we like record more than one at one time, I think that like I like that, but like also what?
No, it is. It's weird. Yeah, because like I feel like a lot has happened, but it's only we don't. It's not to y'all.
Yeah,
it's been normal, but yeah. I haven't seen you in like I don't know 15
weeks.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's been a while.
It's been almost a year.
It's been. It might have been.
I know what you mean. It might as well have been a year.
Thank you.
I hear you. I see you.
Thank you. We see each other. I'm a little high today, but I'm like really trying to power through this. I know by the time we get to my episode, I'll be good though. So.
Is that why you said I should go first?
No. I just want to make sure that you're in tip-top shape.
Oh, you know, ready and prepared this week. Love that. Well, obviously, we're going to start off with a pleasure moment.
Yeah.
So from this week or maybe since the last time I've seen you, what was a pleasure moment for you?
I'm going to say my pleasure moment was sitting on the fucking beach. I saw the sunrise on the beach and I got to see the sunset like on different days.
Yeah.
So I loved that. It was wonderful. It was really peaceful. Let me tell you how hard flamenco hits. On the beach.
That's a beach girl.
My mind has been telling me to settle right on down. Oh, you're into it now. Because I know you were, at first you were like,
it's so good. Now the one that I'm trying to force myself to get into is Just for Fun.
Going out alone, just for fun, I am the man I know.
Like,
no,
it's
I don't,
good.
I'm not into that one.
Like, it's a good song, but I'm like, that's the one that I'm like. But like Desert Eagle has been my obsession lately. Yeah. And why she talking so fucking nasty?
She's so
with that bass line.
Nasty witty.
What the fuck?
Yes, girl. It is such a good song. Okay. Yeah. That was our 2 minutes of Cowboy Carter. But my pleasure moment was definitely just being on the beach and like being around the water. I was in a beautiful resort. So taking a bath, taking a shower, all those water moments were just super enjoyable.
For the water sign.
Yes.
During the eclipse.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
I love that. We did see the eclipse. That was something that happened since the last time we recorded.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
How was the eclipse here?
That was like the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Because like you see it on like documentaries and stuff. And you're like, ah, bitch, whatever. The fucking moon blocking the sun. Ain't no fucking way it does that. Like it doesn't look like that for real.
Okay.
This is a camera lens. It doesn't look like that for real.
Okay.
Bitch, it looks like that for real.
Yeah.
I was like looking up at it. I was like.
Were you looking up with your glasses?
Before the sun went. Yeah.
Okay.
Once you can't see the sun in the glasses, then it's safe to take the glasses off. Because otherwise you can't see. You can't see it. Once the moon blocked the sun, you can't see anything through the solar glasses.
Okay.
But I watched the sun like move. I mean, watch the moon move to cover the sun.
That's the part you weren't supposed to watch.
No.
Maybe this is why you have your ear infection right now.
No.
I'm so serious, Lex.
No, babe.
Because, so my dad was being dumb and he took off his glasses for a minute and he said he had headaches. Like, after.
Yeah. No, and I mean, like, you know, Red is a chronic Googler, so she also Googled this right after.
Yeah, because she was concerned about you as well.
She was concerned about both of our eyes because we both
looked at it as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's for when it's mostly when the sun isn't, because you can't see the eclipse through the glasses.
I did. Okay, so, I mean, I only got a partial eclipse, but in the way that when I was looking at the sun at the peak time, you could, like...
But
you can
the sun,
the outline.
But the
like
sun
you see
was
the whole,
still
you see a ring essentially.
But you didn't have full totality, right?
No.
Okay, so you still saw a good chunk of the sun, which you can't look at with your naked eye.
Okay.
But if the sun is covered,
what about the ring? Don't you then you see
the,
rings
it wasn't,
everywhere?
The ring wasn't that bright. It got so dark outside.
It did. Everybody sent me videos and it looked like it was like storming, but like times 12.
Yeah, it looked like right before the sun sets under the horizon. That's what it looked like.
It was wild.
But you could like, it literally was so dark. And like when you, it's not like I was like staring at it for minutes and minutes, but I was like, bitch, this is some real spooky shit going on right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's Earth Day. Really cool. Oh, it is Earth Day. Yeah, today is Earth Day. My phone told me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get on that bitch, because her office was giving her giving out free plants today.
Oh,
and she did not come home with one. Wow.
Wow. Somebody's getting 20 lashings tonight.
Maybe little ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the earth is an amazing place. The sun and the moon are amazing things. Mm-hmm. And when they have sex like that, it is really
and they're lesbians
to watch,
too. Like
clearly, obviously,
they're lesbians, and the moon is a bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. You could be a switch.
Oh, okay. I can see that. She controls a lot of stuff. I can see that. Okay.
What's your pleasure moment?
You know, I have the memory. My memory sucks.
Okay.
But I will say I did go to Meow Wolf this past Saturday.
Oh my gosh. How'd you love it?
That was super fun. I think my only complaint was that there were so many people that I couldn't like really enjoy things.
Were there children when you went?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like you should leave those things at home.
No, for sure. I went on an adult night. It was very civil. Like, yeah. I can imagine the kids are just ripping open drawers and not putting them back.
Yeah. And then like, you know, so, like white people.
Okay. Right.
Or non-black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't know what excuse me means. And that to me is like the quickest way to get me like real rude real fast. They were lucky that I was because it was 420 that I was so fucking blown. Bro, I was so fucking blown in Meow Wolf. I was like, this shit is nice. I was like, damn, we should make my room look like this.
Oh,
like I was so fucking high in there. Like it's so crazy.
You wanted to paint your room with like octopuses crawling out of the corner.
Yeah, or like got a secret door.
Yeah, like time
portals.
What the
fuck is a secret door for?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch, I was so high. So I literally
That's
was
awesome.
Like,
that's the best way to experience
I think I sent a snap once we left, because I think, I don't remember, but I had we went to eat at Lolo's Chicken and Waffle afterwards.
Yeah, mid. Did you like it?
Mid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, the food looks really good.
Right. It always does.
But it's like, it needed a little more. But afterwards, I got home and I sent a Snapchat to like three people. And I was like, I'm so fucking high right now.
Oh, yeah. I did receive that. So you said it was an edible?
I had an edible. I had a pre-roll. And then before we went in, I took like four huge rips off of the Penjamin. Bitch, I was... And then we got there super early, so we walked around, and I was like, I need a snack immediately.
Annie's?
Yeah, the pizza bites.
Duh.
And we went into Daiso and got a little Korean snack and some strawberry passion fruit nectar. It was delicious.
That sounds amazing. And then you got to like experience Meow Wolf.
Yeah.
Which is black, blickety black. So definitely go to Meow Wolf. And I'm going to Denver in May, like towards the end of May. And like as our group activity, we're gonna go to fucking Meow Wolf. So
yes.
I heard they're all connected. So I'm like excited to see like
I love that. You know there are people that are on TikTok that dissect it.
I know.
And they tell you where all the other secret entrances are.
I feel like I wanna find them by myself.
Okay.
But like
some of them when I saw one, I was like, I don't know if I would have found that one.
Which one was it?
Without them. I don't remember at this
point. There was a lot of doors and passageways and crawl spaces.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When we were walking through the refrigerator, I was like, damn, that's why the food spoiled in here, because this refrigerator door always open.
Bitch, that must be it.
Like,
that's it. You got it. You solved the mystery.
Well, I do have a fun fact this week.
Oh.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Okay.
It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Though. Because it's Lesbian Visibility Week.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah. It's today through the 28th. 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Fucking if you're a lesbian, bitch.
It's your time
happy
to
birthday.
Shine.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. This is the day lesbians were born.
And are you identifying as a lesbian currently?
Currently, I guess I could say yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Happy birthday, bitch.
Oh, thanks. Feliz cumpleaños. So, yeah, all the gays, lesbians in the closet, out of the closet, trans lesbians, butch lesbians, mask lesbians, hot lesbians, okay?
Short lesbians,
tall lesbians. Mm. Marceline bubblegum lesbians.
Mm, love those.
Okay.
Motorcycle lesbians.
Yes.
Underrated.
Absolutely. Mom lesbians.
Ooh.
A good old MILF lesbian.
Yummy.
Yes.
Mechanic lesbians.
Mechanic. Yes.
I love a mechanic lesbian.
Yes. Also athlete lesbians.
Hot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with that.
Wrestler lesbians.
Super hot. Yeah. Really intense chef lesbians.
Ooh, love a good chef lesbian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Art gallery lesbians as well.
Very fucking cool.
Yeah. Corporate office lesbians.
Hot.
Yes.
Hot. This could definitely be. I'm thinking of Lucy Liu in Charlie's Angels when she goes and she's trying to teach all those guys at the coding facility or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
I was thinking of all the
corporate lesbians in my lesbian romance novels I've been reading.
You've been reading a lot of those.
I really have. Yeah. And lesbians love power play, okay?
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Well, I also have a pleasure principle.
Wait. What's the fun fact, bitch?
That was the fun fact.
Oh, that it is Lesbian Visibility
and
Week.
And we appreciate all lesbians.
Okay, no. Classy. I love it. No, it was short and sweet. I'm so sorry. Okay, what's the pleasure principle?
The pleasure principle is, you know, throughout the year, we wax and wane, much like the moon, in libido. I knew you would love that one. So I thought we could talk about, our horniest seasons and what, like medicine says our horniest season is versus like socially and like usually how you feel and what's going on in life.
Oh, okay.
On when the horniest is.
Okay.
And then obviously I wanted to talk about what we feel our horniest time of year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So first, what do you think the horniest, most conceived children people are going at it?
I would, okay, like the time of year? Is that what you're saying? Like a month-wise?
The season.
Okay. I mean, conceptually, literally, I would think spring because that's when everything is blossoming. Yeah. All the chicks are being hatched. The flowers are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting warmer outside. Our eggs are fertile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally thought it was going to be summer.
It's so hot. It's fucking that hard in the summer.
And that's literally what so many things that was saying. But I thought it was summer. It's actually fall.
Really?
Because of the temperature and the conditions and it mostly said because of the temperature, that 50 between 70, 75 range in the fall when it's really nice and crisp outside.
Okay.
Apparently that is the hormonal horniest time of the year.
Hormonal horniest time.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
So men apparently are producing more testosterone and we're producing more estrogen.
Mm.
I thought that was so interesting.
I mean, I guess you could picture it as in if we were to if you were in a heterosexual relationship that was built upon having children, you would be fucking in the fall to have the kids in the spring, summer.
Yeah.
You know, when everything is hatching and being born.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought about that. First of all, I feel like fall is a really busy season.
Yeah.
Between your holidays, Thanksgiving. If you have kids, it's Halloween. They're going back to school. They're off on all these fucking random ass motherfucking Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not a time that I would feel super sexy.
I just think of how many women around Christmas are posting pregnancy pictures and stuff.
Facts.
And in the fall, I feel like that's actually when I see it.
Yeah.
Most of the, we're having a girl, we're having a boy.
Yeah. That's so interesting. That is a fun fact in itself.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. And apparently humans are also seasonal breeders. And it, you know what? It would also make sense that that's why fall is cuffing season. Hmm. Y'all bitches are not slick.
Makes sense.
They had it lined up like that.
They did.
Yeah.
We have mating seasons. Really? That is so
We're animals still.
I know, but like what?
Yeah. When it said that, I thought it was very interesting because it literally just talked about hormones and like they did a test over like a large group of people, and that's essentially how they came up with it. But I was like, wow, this is so interesting.
That is so cool.
Because like I would not have, I don't know, I wouldn't have thought it was fall. Like I really would have. I really thought like spring, summer, because it's hot outside.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
And well, not even that it's hot outside, but the sun is out.
Yeah, it's just like more nicer, more skin. People are showing more skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I also don't really want to be touched. You know, like when you're outside.
Yeah,
I don't. And then everybody has bug spray on.
Yeah. Fucking bitch, you taste like that fucking mosquito candle.
Bitch, and if I don't smell the deodorant, then I'm like, okay, well, that's worse. Like, yeah, no, I don't want
bug spray or deodorant smell or no deodorant smell.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow. But in the winter, since it is colder and like people want to be inside and they want to be under their blanket, yeah, they want to be in the heat. Yeah. Like that's like our least horniest time of the year. Okay. Is winter.
Yeah.
Because like, bitch, it's too cold.
Yeah. And I've been eating a lot at that point. Like I've been eating so much.
Hibernating for real.
Like who wants to have like chowder soup and then fuck? Like who wants to have a
you
nice
chowder soup
party occasionally?
What? I don't even know what it tastes like. So
well, it's just, it's less of what's in it because I don't eat, like usually people make it with like fish or like clams and stuff. I would not have that. My grandmother just put little dumplings in it, and like any creamed based soup I feel like is called a chowder.
Okay, I love that. Yeah.
But my mom makes a killer French onion that I would fuck after French onion. I would just have to make sure French I really brush really my good. Teeth. But super good, super like light. Mm-hmm. It's not a heavy thing.
I like soup with bread.
I love exactly. So another heavy meal. Like nobody's fucking after that.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry.
No, I just was thinking about soup.
Sounds good.
And that chicken gnocchi little, I make.
It's a little crisp outside today.
Just a wee bit to it. Yeah. But sunlight and perfect temperatures do increase serotonin because you're out, you're active, you're going out and doing things with your friends, dinner, whatever the fuck you like to do, bitch, when it gets nice outside. Since you're doing those things, you're in a better mood, like you're a little happier. So, of course, you're going to be a little hornier. So.
Right. Makes sense.
Excuse me. But as I said, like summer being like a time where we are also a little elevated in our sex drive because I think it was 40% or something like that of people in the US are vitamin D deficient. So when the sun comes out and we're outside, we're getting what we don't have enough of anyway. So, especially if you're like a melanated individual.
Yep.
So, obviously, again, since the sun is out, the heat is on your skin. I don't know, something about the sun on my skin, bitch. Be feeling like that Natasha Bedingfield song.
Wow, yes. Okay, yeah. Pocket Full of Sunshine. No, oh. Unwritten.
Yeah, there we go.
But, you know, the sun.
Yeah,
it kind of works either way.
Yeah. At the end of that music video in there. Okay, let me not get off topic.
We're doing really good at that today.
But outside of like getting more vitamin D from the sun, where was I going with that? There are people who are also traveling on vacation, like how you were in Mexico and you got to be on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just like so R&R for you.
Yeah, that's so facts. You know? I could have definitely fucked on that beach.
You know,
would have fucked
if up. Only if only you had the ability.
Yeah, if only like my whole entire office wasn't there on a bought out resort. So obviously if I was having sex on the beach, it would be with somebody else.
That would. Yeah.
In my office.
Also, things like working out, doing actual physical activities, tennis, gym, walking, hiking,
swimming.
Yeah, whatever it is, being in the pool, swimming, are also things that like give you serotonin.
Okay.
And more people are doing them like when it is nicer outside.
Yeah, that's true.
So again, more serotonin, you're feeling in a better mood. So you're obviously wanting to have a little more sex, which makes sense. When I'm like, oh, I've been in the gym and why am I so horny now? That's why, bitch.
Your serotonin is up.
Because I'm just...
It's primed. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're also feeling good about yourself, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But some summer activities that could get you going, you know, since we're right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
But ones that just inherently kind of bring the vibe there just because of what it is like just having drinks with someone, sitting in the sun, nude beaches, which Ooh. I feel like we need to find one.
Yeah.
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 I feel like it's going to be hard to do in Tejas.
Yes. warm nights outside, like going yes. for, I don't know what it is about going for like a long walk in right in the evening.
Yeah, like around 7 o'clock.
In the summer.
Yeah. Other than the mosquitoes, but like, yeah. yeah.
It'll
yeah,
do
yeah.
something to you.
Yeah, it will. Like watching a Texas sunset, beautiful.
Please.
It'll change your life.
Please. I love it. Skinny dipping in the pool, which obviously
wonderful. Haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, obviously, if you live in an apartment complex, skinny dip at your own risk. You know, do your thing. But if you do happen to have your own pool, I do highly encourage getting into the pool naked. As someone who used to live somewhere that had a pool in the backyard, fabulous stuff. Fabulous stuff. And like sometimes I would go home, just strip right at the pool and just jump right in. I'm like,
and you and your bald headed ass could do that.
Bitch, I've literally been like, what if I shave it? Teehee. What if I just
let's say this. Let's do some thinking here. Mm-hmm. If you shaved it right now, right? Yeah. By August, mm-hmm. it would be pretty much almost back to where it was now.
No.
Listen. I okay. think it would.
Okay.
And then you'll be ready for fall to grow it out a little bit and then start the whole process over.
Like a little chia pet.
Yeah. But I think that summer, like, wow.
The bald is yeah. so nice.
And not even just the bald, or like the slight buzz that you had when then you mm-hmm. you started dyeing it crazy colors.
Yeah, the pink was nice.
Yeah, the blonde was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a lot of phases. So I'm just saying, if you wanted to start from scratch, yo, I would be here for it, because I feel like bald-headed licks, she be icked and crazy. She be icked. I never really know what she gonna do.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Because I'm like, bitch,
you can't scout me.
Come on.
So let's fight, bitch. Come what you going to grab onto?
Nothing. Not a single thing. But I've really been thinking about it. But I want to get braids for Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's in May, right?
In May, yeah.
Okay. So I say when you come back, instead of taking them all down individually,
just shave it.
Oh, that sounds so rad. Like, call me over when you do that. That's awesome.
Okay. Bet. Oh, and I said rooftop party. I didn't say that, but
oh, love it.
We love a good rooftop party. We have to see, like, there's, I don't know what hotel or apartment it is, but
oh, that one has a great rooftop.
Yeah,
the Virgin has a nice one.
It does.
Times.
Wherever they did the Renaissance party, there also was a really good rooftop bar there.
Is that something I went to?
No, me and Red went to that.
Okay, Renaissance and there
was,
party?
Yeah, it was a Renaissance party. And
was it the ball?
Was
it the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were DJing. Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin, I forgot his last name. But
I know what you're talking about.
That nigga Kevin was there.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Doing his little thing.
That's cool.
Fall is the time that, so it's not spring.
It's fall.
It's fall is when you're most likely to like be fucking for the means to an end.
Okay.
Okay.
To and reproduce. Then,
yes.
Okay.
And then like summer, spring is definitely like
fucking the fuck. Everybody
bitch.
Can get it.
Because it feels nice pussy. Outside.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your horniest time of the year is? Like this past year, when do you think your horniest has been?
Definitely around this time. Like mm-hmm. usually, actually, in years prior to, it's yeah. like usually like in like March to like June or July.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually like out in the streets mm-hmm. or fucking crazy. Whoever I am fucking, we're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely spring, summer.
Yeah. I think like for me going right into like that, like where we're at right now and then into summer is probably my horniest time.
Yeah, peak times.
I don't know why. I can't like stop thinking about pussy.
And also when you walk out, everybody just looks
so good.
So good and juicy. Like, how is sundress season? And also we are wearing sundresses with no panties on. I get so horny doing that.
Hey. Okay.
I can feel my lips just click clacking,
just like your little shoes. Okay, yeah.
I can feel like my ass jiggle. Mm-hmm. Like I know it. I know what's going on.
Be feeling
right
like
there.
That gif of Meg when she got that makeover and she was walking down the street.
Oh, Family Guy. Yeah. I'm over here thinking Megan Thee Stallion.
No, Meg
Griffin.
Yeah. And what are some of your favorite activities
to do in the summer?
No, that like get like during this time, what are activities that are like sure to get you a little horny?
Ooh.
Just because it's nice outside and you're enjoying it.
100%.
Yeah.
I really like going to do like little outdoor activities. Like one of my exes and I used to go play basketball, like and like play one on one.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Okay. Come on, loving basketball.
Hell yeah. and then one of my other lovers and I would like play football and I liked that. It's just like passing the ball back and forth and like running.
Okay, come on, get active.
Okay, girl, you got a little thing for everything. Yes. Yeah. Okay, give me this one. I also really love, and like I'll do this with my besties. I like to do this with my lovers, all of the above, but like it gets me horny. Getting in the car at like 8 o'clock. PM in the summertime and going to Sonic and getting a fun little drink.
Yes.
And then rolling down the windows and we're smoking or we're listening to our favorite tunes.
Yes.
And we're drinking our slushies. No alcohol has to be.
So what slush do you get?
It used to be green apple and they fucked me over.
Oh, they did.
And then it used to be watermelon and they fucked me over. So now I have, what is that? Ocean breeze? Water? I fuck with that. It's like a little bit of coconut, Powerade, I think, and Sprite. Yeah.
There's, I used to get the green apple one with Nerds in it.
Oh my God, so good.
But I think the last time I got a slush, it was like the cherry one.
Okay, like cherry limeade?
Yeah, but like still with the Nerds in it.
Shit, now I really want Sonic.
Yeah,
Sonic That's is so not good. Something I do anymore, but I want
mozzarella sticks and the French toast sticks are like the best.
All
reason.
Of the sticks
and the onion rings.
Oh, so
Sonic
good.
Onion rings are so good.
Also, Sonic corn dogs hit. I can't tell you how many times I'll just pull up for a little corn dog, a little 59 cent corn dog.
Oh my God!
Yo.
Yes,
yo, they're grilled cheese. Have you ever had that?
Please,
like.
Oh my God, I forgot. Like, and it's not even the entire Sonic menu. It's just like a few things.
No, definitely
on
not.
The menu.
I can't tell you that I've ever had a burger.
Jalapeno poppers.
Okay. I mean, I believe like that they're good.
I like jalapeno poppers.
I'm just not a jalapeno girl.
Okay. Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, jalapeno poppers are really good. Okay. You know what I actually do really like? Golden Chicks corn nuggets. Are you a corn nugget kind of girl?
So I know you're from Beaumont. Oh, it seems like a lot of like that seems like Beaumont.
No, activity. Me and Red eat those all the time, okay. And a few of my coworkers too. Did and Red,
okay. So did Red ever know about these before you?
Yeah.
Okay, and Ren
and
is
even,
surprising.
And so, even yeah, Ren got a large one and was like, "We have to eat these together."
Are corn nuggets like corn like tater tots or hush puppies?
No, it's like corn on the inside. Uh-huh. And they batter it, and then they fry it.
So it's a corn hush puppy.
No, because it's like corn in it. I think it's like cream corn that they grab, that they put
How
in there.
How big is it? Like a hush puppy
it's
size?
Like, no, it's like tiny.
Oh, they're like little fritters. Like
no.
Okay, they like like tater tots.
When you look at it, you wouldn't think that there was corn inside.
Okay. Like, and I would hate wouldn't. That if I bit into it and creamed corn came flooding out.
I love corn, like they're so good. Now I have to make you try some.
No, you don't.
Just one. No, you don't. No. Just
anyway,
one.
Girl,
I love those.
Maybe that'll be a summer activity.
Okay, yeah. We'll get you to try some fucking corn.
How do we get on this? Oh, I just that was my one of my
Sonic,
summer activities.
Yeah,
yeah, I would say that, and then or late night Brahms. Same thing, same vibe, same windows rolled down, listening to music, grabbing an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Very Texas stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd probably say, like, you know, when I throw my parties and we're all like chilling in the pool. Oh, man. nobody knows, but I'm like always so horny during those times. I'm like, it's just such a good fucking day, bitch.
Socializing.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, I got my baddest bitches here. Like, yeah. Hello.
And
please.
You cooking too. You over there smoking.
Come on.
And I mean meats, bitch, not the blunts. I mean, yeah. Those come around too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Definitely you're, on the grill too.
Your pool parties. They were really excellent nights, like genuinely
we
so.
Still will be having them. My pool is so nice. So.
Yes, I'm excited to see this pool. I mean, it's hard to compare from your last place because it was just like everything around it was perfect too, and they had like the little fire pit.
Yeah,
it was like it was perfect.
It's literally RIP to that apartment, like for real. I think that all the time.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
But where I'm at right now is like the light version of that one.
Okay, cool. So, I'm excited.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd probably say like when I would throw a party and just like seeing everybody have a good time and like being out in the sun, being tipsy, everybody leave and I go back. I'm like DJing in my room.
Wow. It was such a good night. I was such a great hostess.
I did perfectly.
What a Libra.
Or like whenever we're leaving the bar and we're like, we got a little more drunk than we thought we were going to. So we're leaving the bar and we're like walking to the car. And it's just so nice outside. Yes. And we're like, it's like just silly as fuck walking back. So those are like also some of my favorite moments.
Yes, those are nice.
Because like if I saw us walking down the street, I'd be like, what are these bitches doing?
They had a good day. Yeah. They had a good day.
Yeah, exactly. And then how do you get your sexy on during the summer?
I would
like
say.
Like how you Justin Timberlake put your sexy on.
Well, definitely wearing zero underwear. Like, I mean, yeah. I already pretty much don't wear underwear. Like, I wear underwear with jeans and stuff. But in the summertime, nothing. Not even my shorts are.
Let
the
coochie breathe.
Let that coochie breathe, bitch. I'm wearing skirts and summer dresses galore. So that makes me feel really sexy. And then, ciao. I don't know, actually. Oh. I like to have car sex, but car sex is really hard in the summer because it's so fucking hot here, even at night.
You got to get the car to the optimum like temperature and then you fucking
and then set a timer because it like only lasts like 6 minutes when you're breathing all that hot air and all that.
Oh, just leave the AC on. Turn all your lights off.
Girl, I'm not leaving my car on. It's bad for the engine. And also that makes it easier to get caught.
If all the lights are off, how are they going to know?
Cars make noise.
Okay, where are you parking?
Parks? Recreations?
Okay, not like a restaurant parking lot.
No, I've done it at a Chili's.
Okay, hell yeah. After that fucking $2 mimosas?
after the $5 margaritas.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you very much. I have class.
$2 mimosas is good too.
I didn't even know they had. Did you see that they have espresso martinis at Chili's now? It's their new signature drink.
I didn't.
Girl, I'm going to try one.
Velvet Taco has Bedia right now.
Is it good?
I haven't tried it yet, but it looks good as fuck.
Okay, well, I know you'll try it.
I will, and I'll get back to you.
But you better hurry up. It's almost the end of April.
Oh. No, I think it's like a permanent menu item.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about food a lot.
Yeah. Food is delicious.
Yeah.
It's like one of those joys in life.
100%.
Yeah. I think in the summer, I just like to wear a lot of like shorts, really cute outfits. The ass is out. The ass is out. The ass and thigh hip combo out. It's like, damn, bitch. How are those shorts on? Skirt, wearing it.
Yeah.
Tube tops, I do love those. Anything that like has my back out too is really nice.
I would say like you're very summer core. Like your style thrives in the summer. I think my style thrives in the fall.
Yeah.
But like,
cause you love a good boot, bitch.
And do.
Yeah.
And it's like really acceptable to wear black to everything. But yeah, like you have a bunch of like white and like strawberry stuff and like really short skirts and really tight dresses.
I do. I had a few short, really short dresses, but I did give them away.
Oh.
Cause I like, sometimes I do want to bend over things.
Yeah, girl.
And like some of my dresses are that short that someone will call the police.
Literally.
Because I also am never wearing any panties half the time.
No, she's selling cat like on the street.
99% of the time.
She out here at Target selling cat.
Like, somebody get this bitch.
But, you know, I wasn't hating.
we gonna make it do what it do. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I didn't introduce those as questions for the girls, but those are our questions for the girls.
Yeah, I got it. I knew that I'm the girl and you were asking the question.
I was indeed.
That was wonderful. It made me actually really excited for like spring and summer.
Yeah. And just that's why bitches be trying to hang out the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying to fuck everybody's baby daddy.
Okay.
Not all of them, obviously. This is Lesbian Visibility Week. Okay.
What else? Baby mamas, because there's a lot of those out there.
Yo. Oh my God. See this? Yes. Because this makes me think about how I went over to one of my coworkers' house. She's not a baby mama. She's not. She's so sweet and she's so fun. But I was working there and we were like watching some horror thriller movies while I was working. And I'm just like, da da da. She's like, do you want a snack? And I'm like, yeah. She bringing me the good Mott's fucking fruit snacks, bitch.
Oh, yeah. It pays she brought, to have a mom
she brought
friend.
A big ass fucking box. Take however many you want. Excuse me? And then she said, do you want a Lunchable?
Oh.
I was like, fuck yeah. The one with the Oreos in it?
Wow.
Please. Oh my God, she had like little juice. I was like, oh my God.
Not her talking straight to your pussy.
Like, bitch, it's cracking in here. The fuck?
Wow. The how snacks, comfy.
Right? And then her, she had like this huge couch. It was very comfy. But yeah. Bitch, but the bitches are out because the sun is out.
Hell yeah. Sun's out, bitches out.
Boom.
Sun's out, hoes out. Sun's out, coochies out. Sun's out.
Do not come outside without your titties.
Don't forget those.
Do not come outside without your titties. If I don't see the titties, you need to go back inside.
Okay. Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
If you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bitch. Oh, shit. No. First, follow us.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
On Instagram and TikTok at @allyourpleasures_. Subscribe and like our YouTube videos. Comment. Tell us what you're liking about having video content. We're so cute today. Now, if you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bitch, we love you. Bye.